Mail your interest to Philemon Barry, Anadarko, Oklahoma, Box 239. Mail your interest to Philemon Barry of this softball tournament to be held on August 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. The tournament committee consists of Philemon Barry himself, Alfred Hunter, and Edgar Munatacher. All right, we will now have some music entertaining from the two fellows I just mentioned, Morris Madison and Gilbert Hill. Morris, so will you announce your numbers? All right, you may start now.
Horse song is the chief's song.
Yeah.
your window.
Here's an announcement that Mr. Morris Madison would like to have Mr. Hill read off to you. Now, when you start again, Mr. Madison, will you announce each song, because the people out there would like to hear what the song is and
yes.
what it's about. All
yes.
right, thank you.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen and radio listeners, we come here to advertise our Indian power, which will be at Fondy, Oklahoma. And I want to read this advertisement we got here with us at this time so everybody understand. 17th Annual Indian Powwow, 3.5 miles east of Fondy, Oklahoma, at Powwow Grounds, July 12, 13. Featuring all kinds of Indian dancing. First and second day program each day. First day, 12 o'clock at noon, dinner will be served. And then 10 o'clock a.m., arrow shooting contest, Indian kickball by women, tug of war, Indian wheel game, foot race, 100 yards, little boys foot race, 10 and under. And 1:30 in the afternoon, honoring and doings for Robert Nipps, who has returned from West Pacific. War Mothers and other clubs dancing starts Starts evening at 8:30. All those to take part in the contest must perform each dance in there. There will be good prizes, first, second, and third. And men dancing contest, best costume, good prize. First and second. Beauty contest, good prize, first and second. That's the first day. The second day, a dinner will be served again. And program starts at the same time, 10 a.m. Arrow shooting contest, Indian kickball by women, hand game visitors, and Fondi, tug of war. An Indian wheel game on five on each side, foot race, 100 yards, boys foot race to 25 yards. All first and second prize. Baseball game at 2:30, ceiling visit Fondi, Indians. 8:30, dance and starts contest 10 to 11. This Indian powwow is supported by First American Club of Fondi. Emma Jean Whiteshield, President, Kate Osage, Vice President, Mary Black, Secretary, Elizabeth Pendleton, Treasurer, Morris Medicine, Chief of the Cheyenne Tribe. Everybody welcome. Don't forget the dates, July.
Hello again. I have a few more announcements to give before Morris Medicine and Gilbert Hill continue with their songs. Now, here's one from Jim Warden. He says, please dedicate a song for me. I will be listening here. He's in Riverton, Wyoming. Well, I guess you can consider yourself dedicated to if you are listening, Jim Warden. So I hope the rest of the Indians up there can reach this station. I'm sure they can and be able to listen and enjoy the programs. I hope they do. Now here's one that I forgot to read off for the Indian Fair softball tournament. Entries close July the 30. Entry fee, $5. Must accompany entry. Player limit to 14. Players must be of no less than 1/4 Indian blood and enrolled in some Indian agency in Oklahoma. providing the Indian Agency is still open for business. All right, here's another one. It's more of a serious type, pertaining to the War Mothers Club around Carnegie, Oklahoma. I guess this pertains to that section, the Indians in that section only. Unless others who are wants to visit, I suppose they are welcome. Carnegie chapter of War Mothers Club will have 3-day celebration at David Ape Cohn's place, 3 miles west of Carnegie, July 3, 4, and 5. Dances on 3rd and 5th with patriotic celebration and giveaway day on 4th. Dinner will be served on 4th. Everyone bring own dishes. Religious service will be held both morning and evening on 6th. Boys may have good, clean fun, but the grounds will be positively be well policed. I guess that means that there will be men to watch out that the men don't get too rowdy. According to our language, police is you have to pick up trash and so forth, but I guess that isn't what it's supposed to be. Abe Cohn has been named chairman and Fred Beautome vice chairman of the celebration. Jimmy Anku is program director. All organizations are invited to attend. This was written by David Abe Cohn. All right, attention to those who can read sheet music. Indian Exposition Band has been organized. If you are interested, write to Mr. C.E. Prickett of Carnegie, Oklahoma, who is the band director. Now, you must be able to read music because you have only short time for rehearsals before the fair, I was told. Now we will hear again from Mr. Madison and Gilbert Hill. All right, Mr. Madison, you can take over.
Oh, this is the wolf song.
Again.
Next song is the wolf song. Next is the same song, wolf song. Same kind of a song. Yeah, how is it?
I have one more announcement. It's from Mr. Rollin Stevenson, I believe, to Don Whistler. I would like you to announce our annual dance. These dances are more sacred and has been for generations. This dance takes place at Kemp Creek, 4 miles north and one half mile west of Anadarko on July the 17th and 20th. Sincerely, Mr. Rollin Stevenson. Now, for those of the late listeners, this afternoon we had Mr. and Mrs. Morris Madison, Mr. and Mrs. Gilbert Hill, and two visitors and three children. They're from Fonda, Oklahoma, west of Canton.